let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Timothy Bartlett strikes again. This time, the talented author offers 50 short stories of various lengths to entertain his reader on a roller coaster ride of imagination, tales from Western to fantasy and beyond. The book offers up something for everybody and many surprises along the way. Timothy of Yorktown, Saskatchewan, Canada, has been busy conjuring up these tales that he says will titillate your imagination and senses. So expect, well, the unexpected. Timothy R. Bartlett, author of Enter at Your Own Risk, our guest on This Week in America. Timothy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for allowing me to come aboard, and hello everybody out there in the listening audience.
Yes, and you've got something there for everybody in the book of over 50 short stories. Let's talk about an interesting story, how this came about, writing short stories. You're a talented author. You've written other books, and we'll talk about those during the course of the program. Why short stories? Why was that a book that you decided to write?
Well, what happened was originally, like I said, I was trying to write my novels that I have that are out. But what happened was the short stories popped in my head. And I had, the one week, I had five of them in my head at once. And so it was like I was encouraged to write them. So I wrote them. And I didn't know what was going to happen with them. I just collected them and built them up. And then over time, I edited them, you know, and worked on them. But it's like the inspiration would come from different angles. I had no control over it. For example, I had a couple of them that were based on dreams that I had. They're really bizarre dreams, but it made a short story out of it, you know? And then sometimes it'd be in a conversation with a friend, you know, we'd be out eating somewhere, and all of a sudden, again, hey, this is inspiration for a short story, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it would happen. And other times, I would just sit here, and then all of a sudden, hey, I got an idea for a short story, and I just start typing it, and that's it. It was right there. They just happened. And the reason I wanted to do them and have short stories, because I believe myself, I've read many, many publications from famous authors myself, like Isaac Asimov and H.G. Wells and, of course, you know, other writers, and they sometimes had short stories. And I found the short story sometimes helps to not only get to a point in the story very quickly, but also it gives you a sample of the writing style of
yes.
the author. And if you have a mixture of different authors combined into one volume, you really get to see, and you can see, oh, I like this writer the way they write, and well, this one's not my favorite, you know, and so forth. So it helps to make a selection or a choice for the individual. So when I wrote mine, I wanted to cover different age groups as well as different genre, and I wanted to have them all different lengths. So some of them are really short, and they're, like, if you look at an 8.5 by 11 page of paper, they would cover about half a page. So I just wanted to have it so that it was flexible for everybody, and everyone can enjoy it.
And that's a nice thing about that, because of the fact that they are of varying lengths, you can read, and if you just got a few minutes, pop out the book, read, be entertained with the story, and the story's over with. It's not like, okay, this is a two-week commitment when I start reading the book. So it really works out well for the reader, doesn't it? Because there are times when you're waiting in the doctor's office, you have no idea how long it's going to be. You've got some short stories you can read through.
Same thing with a dentist or,
yeah.
you know, what you can do. But another suggestion was also presented to me as well, and that is if people are good and they have a really good memory, you can memorize the information of the story, and then I encourage them to go ahead and ad lib it, you know, as if you're telling a tale in front of an audience, you know, put sound effects and music to it or whatever, and you can have fun with it. And that's the idea, is I wanted to have it so that everybody can enjoy it. They could do it around a campfire. You know how, you know, when you were a kid, you know, sometimes you sat around the campfire and somebody says, you got a spooky story to share, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we've all experienced that at some point. And why not? That's a great way of doing it.
With us on the program is Timothy Bartlett. He's the author of Enter at Your Own Risk. The book's available at westwoodbookspublishing.com. You'll find it at Google as well. And to link on to Westwood Books Publishing, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can do that. You mentioned the writing style. How would you describe your writing style?
Well, my writing style is kind of a cross between Rod Serling's version of The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock, because I wanted to have some of them with twists in the plot.
Yes.
And I always found that I enjoyed those the most because you don't know what to expect from what the writer's going to do. And you think, well, I guess the writer's going to go this direction. And I try to outguess the writer before I get to the end of the short story anyways. And in my case, I'm thinking he's going to go to the right. Instead, he goes to the left. He throws you off kilter.
Yes.
And I love that because it just says, oh, okay, this puts a different aspect or an angle on it that I never thought of. And that's what I wanted to do, and I did the same thing, that I could create it. But they're not all, like, sad or negative stories. I wanted to have some that were happy and jovial, or as one person described, it's like somebody's winking at you.
Yes.
Hint, hint.
Yes, yes. And that's the nice thing, because each story is unique. There's not a continuation. If you read one, you go on to read another, the next one, and it's like, boy, this is totally different than what I was reading before. It's the Enter at Your Own Risk book of short stories. Timothy Bartlett, our guest on the program. And you've got to be excited about the reviews. They are all excellent reviews. People really, and professional reviewers, really enjoy what you've been able to do here with this collection.
Absolutely. And I was even told, don't be surprised at because of my style of writing and being a first-time writer, that it could attract the attention of Hollywood or maybe some television production crew of some kind. So I'm open to that possibility, and there is a rumor going around that it's already got their attention. So it's kind of getting exciting that way.
Yes, it really is. Enter at Your Own Risk, the collection of short stories. Timothy Bartlett, our guest on the program. Book available at westwoodbookspublishing.com. You'll find it at Google as well, and you'll link on directly to Westwood by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know you had a couple of excerpts that you wanted to share with us on the program today.
If I may.
Yes, please.
On the benefit of your listening viewers, or readers, I should say, those who are listening in, this one's from Pacific Book Review, and that's from Jennifer Weiss, I believe is how you pronounce her name. She said the following: Enter at Your Own Risk is a collection of 56 short stories. Readers will find anecdotes ranging from the westerns to fantasy and everywhere in between. This collection is great to bring to picnics, campfires, sitting at the doctor's office, because you can finish a story and set the book aside and not lose your place or forget what has already happened in the story. Author Timothy R. Bartlett wants his readers to experience every aspect of the story, every sensation and emotion. So he describes each setting in great detail, allowing the reader to fully imagine themselves in the story itself. And she continues, the stories are fun and jovial to read along, allowing the reader to take a break from the stress of daily life and escape if it is for just a few minutes to read one story. It helps the readers to turn off the daily active situations for a moment and allow creative thought to take over. And then she concludes with, this assortment of stories was pleasurable to read and satisfies the insatiable appetite of a bookworm's needs to read. Now, that's what she had said. And I thought, she's right. You know, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get people involved in the stories.
Yeah, that's interesting. And she, go ahead and read the second one, and then I'll come back and talk about that for a second.
Oh, okay, sure. Sorry about that. Anyways, the second one is from the U.S. Review of Books. Now, this one, the gentleman named Michael Radin, I swear he must have been sitting beside me when I was typing these things. He is spot on with what he's saying here. And I'm just going to read quickly what he had said, a few things. Fans of twist endings and surprise details will be in for dozens of delights with this collection of short stories that has been steeped in cleverness. Transcending setting, genre, and expectations, these stories are designed to be enjoyed, shared, and read aloud. Across hundreds of pages and tens of stories, each selection offers a fresh look at a mundane, a glimpse of the impossible, or an imagined world beyond what we currently know. Readers of this collection may be reminded of the classic formula of the Twilight Zone, knowing that anything that looks, sounds, or feels normal probably has a secret waiting to shatter expectations. Now, if each story ended with a drastic reveal, it would surely create fatigue in the reader. But there are plenty of selections that finish with a cheeky turn of events or a sly wink to the reader. Bartlett ensures that the reader can never truly fall complacently in a rhythm beyond the general idea of expecting the unexpected. The author takes a number of inventive routes to catch each of the most veteran reader off guard in a way that feels organic and not completely out in left field. Some stories stand alone. Others link together to tell a larger tale. And one even includes multiple endings, forcing the reader to choose which path to take. With so many adventures and worlds to explore, readers will absolutely find something that sparks their imagination. He is right on.
Well said, yes, yes. It's got to feel good that you go into this writing process where, you know, some goals, some things that you would like to do, and then to find someone like that that respects that, they appreciate that, they know what you're trying to do, and it's a talent to be able to pull that off as you have done. Timothy R. Bartlett, our guest on the program, Enter at Your Own Risk, the collection of short stories that we're talking about. Back with that first review, they talked about, and this is an ability that you have, and not every writer has that, to really describe. You have the power of description where we really can see what you're talking about. Talk about that and how important that is in the book. The words are fine, but if we can really visualize as we're reading, it's a powerhouse combination.
Yes, and it's a simple little trick. You'll be surprised. Every story I write, whether it's short, a novel, doesn't matter, I visualize it as a movie in my head.
Okay.
If you can have your visual capabilities and you see it like a movie in your head, then you can be the director, the producer, the, you know, the person who puts out the music and everything else, you know, from the audio person to the cable puller. To, you know what I mean? It's like as if you were working on a set in a movie. But that's how I do it, and I write it visually as though you can see it in your head like a movie. And if you do that, you'll find that my stories are really easy to follow. But the descriptions help you to really grasp the importance, you know, of what's going on.
Yes.
And your version, for example, if you have a version of a forest, my version will be slightly different from yours, but it'll be the same forest, right?
Yes.
Like, you might have a tree that's really tall with beautiful, balanced branches on it. I might have a scraggly one in that same spot, you know what I mean? But I allow you, your imagination, to fill in where you want to see it visually.
It's such a talent you have in doing that, because the stories unfold. Mm-hmm. Enter at Your Own Risk. Timothy R. Bartlett, our guest on the program. Time is going by way too quickly. We mentioned in the beginning that you write novels. Let's talk about the Game Master trilogy. Talk about that. Give us a brief summary of the trilogy, and then we'll talk about what you're working on now.
Sure. The Game Master trilogy, which I have out, is called the Complete Game Master trilogy, is about a character known as Noah Oscar Boddy. He is known by his friends by that nickname, the Game Master, or GM, they call him for short. And he is born a genius, and he adapts the rules and stratagems of games to everyday life situations. And he comes across quite a few situations that he requires to adapt to various kinds of games and rules to be able to be successful in solving whatever it is, you know, whatever the situation is, the problem, if it's a problem and so forth. Now, he's not perfect like any other human being. He can still make mistakes. But overall, he's been pretty good so far in the stories. And the first book is subtitled The Games People Play. It's a battle of wits between the game master and the mastermind over $10 million. The second one is called The Cryptic Will, where there's real cryptology in the book for even the reader to try and solve. And he gets into a situation where he's drawn to a town where there's four mysteries in it. Three of them are over 100 years old and never been solved, and there's a modern-day murder series going on, and in 9 months he solves all of them. So what kind of stratagems does he use to succeed in solving them? And then the third one's titled The Circular Motion, because we as human beings have a tendency to get caught up in circular patterns. And somebody from his past comes back into his life, and the question is it a renewed friendship, or is it going to turn into a horrible tragedy? Well, you have to find out by reading the books.
And the book we're talking about, the Game Master Trilogy, you also have, what, a 3-in-1 set out there as well?
It's called The Complete, yeah. It's called The Complete Game Master Trilogy. I added a little bit more into it because I have a challenge in there on behalf of the readers, and it's in the author's quick notes, and that is there's a question you keep in the back of your mind when you're reading the three novels, and that is, who really is playing the game? Then when you finish reading the novels and take on any challenges I do have in the other two books, and which you do get the third book provides the answers, you can come back and read the other questions, and it says there, like, what type of game is being played, what are the stratagems of success or failure, and so forth, is it in the first novel, not the other two, and so on. You can email me, the author, and tell me what you think. And it's the same thing with my short stories. I have my email address in there, so you can tell me which short stories you like. So they can contact me, which is an opening for them. And there's no right or wrong. It's just their powers of observation I'm curious about.
And that's the fun part of that, because probably each reader or many readers have different interpretations. And as a writer, that's probably what you're attempting to do, isn't it? Hear the words and then they'll settle in your imagination. You try to figure out what it is. Make it what you want it to be, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. And at the same time, sometimes people can give you hints or input.
Yes.
And you'll go, you know, I've never thought of it from that angle. That's a great idea. And then you try and go on that and maybe explore it a bit and try different perspectives of the same thing.
Timothy Bartlett.
It
takes a talent to bring that out and to allow us to be able to share it with us so that we can appreciate that. And that's what Timothy does. The book we're talking about, the short story book right now, is Enter at Your Own Risk, available at westwoodbookspublishing.com, also available at Google. And we talked about the Game Master Trilogy just a second ago. What are you working on now? What's up next for you?
I'm trying to start another one on some short stories, and I'm thinking of doing it kind of like a dedication to farmers and fishermen around the world, that if we didn't have these people to help us out, we wouldn't have the food that we have on our tables. And they need a little bit of recognition for their hard efforts and work. So I'm going to use similar short stories. One I will be repeating is in the collection I have right now that's out, and that's called The Prairie Homestead. And I'll start with that one again, but it's also, I'm going to write up different ones about a farm situation, and it's like a father taking his son to visit great-great-great-great-grandpa's farm, old farm, and he tells you a tale about each building, including the outhouse and, you know, the thresherman's machine and the old steam engine and so forth. And each one of them is a tale in its own right, but it's a short story. So I'm just started doing that, and that's a work in progress, and I don't know how long it's going to take, but we'll see. Not just one of them.
Let's talk about, you've done novels successfully, you've done short stories successfully, example, Enter at Your Own Risk, that we're talking about. Talk about 2 minutes left in the program. Pros and cons. You talk to some writers that really like the short story. You're in, you're out, you've got your idea, you drop it on them, you move on to something else. Others like the novel because they can take that idea and really develop it, fully develop that. Do you have a preference between the two?
That's an excellent question. I never really considered it. How can I answer that one?
Well, and obviously you don't, unless it's subconsciously.
I lean more to the short stories first.
Okay.
Because I want to get more like a sample of the writer's work. Then I go to the novels to see the more broader aspect of the writing. Does that help to explain it?
Yes.
That's about the best
yes.
way I explain it. I kind of lean more to the short story first and then go to the other way. But when I was writing my novels, it was the reverse. I was doing my novels first before the short stories showed up. But when they showed up, it was fun because I didn't care. I was just saving them and putting them all together. And I wanted to have 50 of them. I made a target goal. That's one thing I did. I wanted to have a goal of 50 of them. I ended up with 56. So if I can do that, I'm sure anybody that's out there into writing can do it too. And I learned a lot too in the process. I'll just give you one quick snippet of something I've learned that I like to share with future writers.
Sure.
And that is, I'm not sure if you've noticed this, but I've noticed it. When I wrote my first novel, I kind of put a restriction or a cage around my character, and I was really overly protective of him. And I didn't mean to do that. It's a subconscious thing I think we do because as writers, we're trying to get to know him first before you, the reader, get to know him.
Yes.
But when I did my book two and book three, I smashed that cage, and I said, no way. I said, you're going to be let loose, and you're going to have fun. And trust me, when the moment I did that, my books did so well that I had one friend tell me that he read my second book in the Game Master Trilogy, and he said, I knew you were setting up the book in the first third of the book. He says, but I cannot identify exactly where or when or how, but suddenly I couldn't put the book down and I had to finish it. And the same thing happened in the third book. So that's where it shows you your writing style really can get a person's attention. And for those of you who are future writers, I hope you consider that as a possibility.
With us on the program, Timothy Bartlett, the review of the book, one of the reviews, Enter at Your Own Risk, said, transcending setting, genre, and expectations, these stories are designed to be enjoyed, shared, and read aloud. That pretty well sums it up. 56 short stories in the book, Enter at Your Own Risk. Timothy Bartlett is the author, been our guest on the program. Books available at westwoodbookspublishing.com. You'll find it, of course, available at Google as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Westwood Books Publishing. Timothy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the Game Master Trilogy series and Enter at Your Own Risk. Looking forward to hearing from you, more from you in the future. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick, for inviting me. And thank you, everyone, for allowing me a chance to share what I have. And take care, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, the book we're talking about by Timothy Bartlett, Enter at Your Own Risk. You'll find it available at westwoodbookspublishing.com. Link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's show, right after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.